Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. South Carolina businesses pay fees when importing goods from outside the United States. However, those fees can be dramatically reduced, sometimes by as much as 90% or even eliminated altogether, when those goods come through our foreign trade zones. Susan Carroll Ramsey is the foreign trade specialist for our foreign trade zones at the South Carolina Ports Authority in Charleston. Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
For our listeners not familiar with the foreign trade zones, tell us what exactly does that mean and where are they in South Carolina?
Basically, the definition of a foreign trade zone is a secured area that's under the supervision of the Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection. They're considered outside of that customs territory, and that's for the purpose of duties and other fee payments. In South Carolina, we have three zones: the coastal region, the Midlands, and the upstate. The South Carolina Ports Authority is the grantee. That means we administer the zone projects for FTZ 21, which is on the coast, and FTZ 38, which is in the upstate.
And so do most businesses import through these trade zones now, or are you finding that they're not aware of this?
There are quite a few that are not aware of it. The program's been growing exponentially, of course, and it's mainly because of word of mouth or programs like your own that we get out the word.
So walk us through how this works. If somebody wanted to bring in a container load of goods from Asia, for example, how would they register all of this to avoid the fees?
Well, basically, the company itself or a third-party logistics provider would have their property designated as a foreign trade zone site, and they would do that through the grantee, which would be the Ports Authority. We are the liaison between those companies and the federal government, and we would work with them to submit an application to apply for designation as a foreign trade zone. And then they would need to take the next step. That can be done within 30 days now. And they would work with U.S. Customs to be allowed to admit merchandise duty-free into their property.
Is there a limit on how much merchandise can be brought in?
No, there's no limit at all as far as any kind of volume goes. Since BMW is one of our biggest FTZs, you can imagine the amount of volume that they bring through their FTZs.
And what are the qualifications?
They're not very stringent. Basically, if a company is an importer, preferably through the Port of Charleston, but that's not necessary, or they could be just an exporter as well. And they would need to be in good standing and be able to be approved by customs, where they go through background checks as far as their officers and their security of the facilities.
Exporting fees can be eliminated as well?
Right. As far as duties are concerned, they are totally eliminated on all exports. This would eliminate the need for what they do now, which is called duty drawback. And that requires extra time, and of course they don't get back 100% of those fees. There are other fees, such as merchandise processing fees, that are pretty much considered handling fees by customs. Those would have to be paid, but they can be deferred, and they can be reduced as well. Rather than paying a fee of up to $500 per entry with customs, they would be able to batch those and do those once a week. And the benefit of that is for the distribution centers such as Adidas, Michelin, because they have such high volumes.
Now, you've mentioned a few really big names. Can you share with us a real-world example of maybe a small to medium-sized company and how this is working for them?
Sure. We have one company that's located right here in Charleston, Male Bear, and they make radiators for large semi-trucks. Their merchandise, they bring it in through a warehouse operator. And so when it comes in through the Port of Charleston, it goes to one of our operators known as Contain Logistics. And Contain takes care of all of their warehousing functions so that they can use their entire plant for pure manufacturing.
Well, Susan, can you also share with our listeners some statistics that are specific to South Carolina's foreign trade zones that would be interesting?
Certainly. Vehicle parts are 71% of volume that comes through imports. For the last 4 years, we have been the number one exporter in the United States of non-oil merchandise. And we have over 19,000 people employed in foreign trade zones at the present time. That makes us fourth in the nation.
Well, Susan, great information. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Susan Carol Ramsey is the foreign trade specialist for South Carolina's foreign trade zones, and she spoke to us by phone from her office at the South Carolina Ports Authority in Charleston. We will have links posted at our website so that you can learn more about this topic, and that address is etvradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.